life in it for you and show you how it can change the quality of your life. He's also going to really just give you a system for living these standards so that you really have an experience of them that affects you each and every day. By consciously applying the profound knowledge in this program, you can create the impeccable life that you really deserve. You and I really have got a treat in store for us. So let's not delay. Let's begin our journey of personal excellence. Let's meet my good friend, Ken Blanchard.
Hi, I'm Ken Blanchard. I'm going to be your conductor for your journey on personal excellence. You're probably wondering what a management consultant and management writer is doing teaching a course on personal excellence. Well, I'm interested in personal excellence myself. When I started to work with managers, one of the things I found is that we had a tendency in the past to act like human beings when they came to work. They dropped off their nerve endings. They dropped off their personal life, their family, their stresses and all. And we suddenly had a different human being. And the more I started working with people, I realized that we have to deal with the whole person. And what I found is what I was teaching managers also was helping them be more effective parents, more effective spouses, more effective friends. And now what I've really started to conclude, and is why I'm on this journey with you, is that the best way to become an effective manager is to first to get to know yourself and get in touch with your own personal excellence. And so I'm saying to managers, we need to make you effective by starting on the inside and moving out. And so this program is all about the inside. It's all about your excellence. Now, what do I mean by excellence? Many people confuse excellence with acceleration. Excellence does not necessarily mean going faster or farther than others. Excellence is open to everybody. It's personal excellence. It actually comes from the Latin word, which means to rise up. And you know, in bread, the magic ingredient is yeast that helps the bread rise up. And so when we talk about excellence, we're talking about rising up the best part of yourself. And that's what I want to try to do with you in this program. As I implied, an excellence model is inside out, whereas the typical achievement model is outside in. That means when you're concentrating and only focusing on achievement, you're trying to conform to some external standard to be considered an achiever. This is not to say that achievement is not important, but it must be constructed on the bedrock of character. What this session is going to do is build that bedrock. Now, let me try to put excellence in a context that we can use throughout our journey together.
I had a chance to spend a week a few years ago with Rabbi Harold Kushner. He wrote a marvelous book called When Bad Things Happen to Good People. But he wrote an even more incredible book, I think, when he wrote the book, When All You Ever Wanted Is Not Enough. Isn't that a wonderful title? When All You Ever Wanted Is Not Enough. And in that book, the good rabbi said that there's two acts in life. Act one is achieve, where you have to prove who you are. You know, we as human beings are one of the few creatures that are goal-oriented beyond survival. Is it important for us to feel a sense of achievement? Sure. Feedback is the breakfast of champions. We love to feel like we're doing something that makes a difference. And he said, the achieve act is very natural. He said, the problem is, though, that some people never get out of the achieve act. And they think right to the end that life is all about the next sale, the next conquest, the next victory. And he says they don't make it into act two. And act two is connect. Connect spiritually, connect life and work, connect with your family. And somehow the illusion was that, well, you get